Yo, 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 what's good? What's good? It's your boy B. Barnes. This is the Gentleman's Guide Podcast, where we seek to unpack manhood one day at a time. Drew Bike.
Hey.
Seti Bike.
What's happening?
What's good, bro?
I can't call him.
We done switched up the view, but we still pushing.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, sir.
I like the setup.
Yeah, I like this better, man. You know what I'm saying? Got the bourbon.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have different angles this time. We doing it right.
This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Trace.
They ain't paying us, though.
Hey, we're going to speak it into existence, though.
Yeah, they ain't paying me to say this.
but yeah, bro, we back for another episode, third season. I can't remember what episode this is. Probably, the fourth episode?
Yep.
Yeah, man, we got some hot takes today. Video. Before we get into, I don't know what to call it. I call it the baby mama video.
Yeah, yeah.
With the McDonald's hamburger. Baby daddy. We got some strong opinions at the table. All right, baby. So, but y'all seen the video?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Have y'all seen her response video?
Absolutely.
Because for me, initially, I was on daddy's side. I was on pop side.
Yeah.
Because, one, I think naturally men and women, you know, when it comes to these issues, we naturally going, our natural tendency is to go with the man in a lot of situations. All that said, I didn't, you know, a lot of people offered their opinion, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I waited to give my opinion because I was like, you don't really know the context. You know, you just see a blip.
You don't know everything.
You don't know everything. You know, both of these two people have a life outside of this 30-second video, 4-minute, whatever you want to call it. And all these events led up to that one incident.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm gonna wait. Because I'm assuming in this day and time, people try to explain themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Which she did to some degree.
Right.
So initially, I was on daddy's side. He was like, yeah, this is my biological son. Obviously, I'm going to bring him food. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. You know?
What were your initial thoughts?
Go ahead, Drew.
Nah, I don't have it. Go ahead.
So my initial thought is like, fuck the mother kids. That's just how it is. Just like, fuck the mother kids. All right, so hey, my initial standpoint stayed the same. Even when I heard the response from her,
okay,
she basically said was just, you know, when you know what the deal was. Whenever you met me, I had three other kids, and you had a kid by me. You did X, Y, and Z for my kids when we were together. Now that we've gone up, my kids are going through a breakup with me as well. And so now you're just showing that these kids right here don't matter. Okay, so
in my opinion, that's a fair argument.
That
right? I feel like that's a fair argument. How she went about it, two different things.
So here's my thing. Those not my kids. If we're together, cool. I'm gonna still take care of it. And I think he did what he was supposed to do when he started dating her.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, he was taking care of the kids. He's trying to get. I hope he had plans of being with her long term. So it's a package deal. So it's a package deal. So now, then what?
It didn't work out. For whatever reason.
I got a kid, but where are those other kids' father at?
That's my issue.
Where are those other kids' father?
Here's the, when, because that's the natural next question in a lot of most people's minds, right? For me, I think that's valid, one, but also I think it's very important in any relationship, business relationship, romantic, co-parenting, that there's a healthy amount of communication, and they need to lay out, or anybody that's in that situation, you need to lay out certain boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all are saying, oh, it's a slippery slope. And that's a fair point. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I think that's a fair point.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is it's important for them or anybody in that situation to lay out certain boundaries. And for her, if you're the single parent, whether you're the mother or the father, most cases it is the mother with all the kids, right? Mm-hmm. It's important for you to protect your homes, because when you have one kid over here, you got three kids over here, and when the other fathers aren't in the picture, that's not the kid's fault.
All right, so why can't the mom save face and just go get the other kids something to eat?
I think we all can agree that she didn't handle the situation.
That's my thing. Like, she could have handled it better. Yeah. Like,
no, I agree with
and
you.
Honestly, if I'm just saying, if I think I might have been in a situation like this, I might have.
What you got?
I don't know if I put that the right way. But
you got some kids out there, bro.
No, I don't
need to call
Mark,
bro.
I don't think so.
You need to call Mark.
But nah, but if I was ever in this, I feel like if I was ever in that type of situation, I might, you know what I'm saying? Just to, because I'm that type of person. Like, I don't really want to deal with the conflict. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather not deal with your mouth. So I'm going to just go ahead and get all the kids two burgers and they split them down the middle.
That's passive. Yeah, and that's cool.
He's taking the non-confrontational.
Yeah, I just rather do that.
So I said the wrong word. I said passive. That's not non-confrontational. Uh-huh. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to stand.
Yeah, I understand. That's you.
Yeah,
that's
your personality. Yeah. I'm going to be like, yo, nah, that ain't my kids. And I understand that they've looked up to me for X how many years.
And look, and my point is, if y'all come to that understanding, then there's nothing to talk about.
So right? What if he what has?
But she did mention that he keep wanting to slide up in that thing.
I missed that part. What?
She
was like, you keep wanting
you doubling back, doubling, you know, back. You hitting, you know, this thing.
Yeah.
But me hitting ain't got, it still ain't got nothing to do with these.
So
you know,
that that right there lets me believe that she kind of, I feel like she still want a relationship with him, but he done with her, and then she just feels some type of way about it.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're both being petty.
Oh,
in
yeah.
My opinion. They're both being petty. Regardless of who's right, I feel like there's a lot of rights and a lot of wrongs on both
sides.
He
shouldn't feel obligated to have to get Happy Meals for the rest of them kids. He shouldn't have to feel obligated, bro. Like, I feel like that's wrong on her part. Like,
I think I'll agree to disagree, right? Because when it comes to Happy Meals, it's something small, bro. It's something small. Like, bro, she mentioned in the video, you do this a few times a week. But you could just do this once or twice, and I can keep peace in my home. And you showing up is the part that we're not talking about is the relationship between their son and his siblings, right? So, you don't think that's going to drive a rift between him and his siblings over time? You know what I'm saying?
I see that point.
I you understand you, what I'm saying? I feel you, but at the same time, that mom probably does certain things in that household that some of them kids probably feel like it's a hierarchical like situation. Like,
yeah,
all right, maybe she, bro. In our household, mm-hmm. I never got a birthday cake made for me. But I'm gonna put it out there. We'll put it out there. But hey, somehow, some way, my mama always found a way to make a lemon cake. Who likes lemon cake? This nigga.
So this is very important because.
But I'm just saying. Like in that household, we don't know what goes on. She could do certain things for the other kids that make one of them feel less than. Like, we don't know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
Let's take it a step further.
Yeah.
Who's to say he's not in a relationship?
You saying in relationship
with somebody else?
Oh, he playing games, bro.
Check me out. She has an understanding. That he could have an understanding of that with this new relationship. Like, look, I'm gonna take care of my kid.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take care of that. Now his baby mom has a problem with him taking care of her other kids. Do you think that'll drive a rift between
him and his relationship, and his
current relationship? Yeah. That'll drive. She can always say like, "Why are you taking care of those other kids?
The main choice, like you,
that's not your kid.
Taking away from the household.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably,
he might be trying to build something with this."
So we can take this a many different angles, you know what I'm saying? And it's,
I think at the end of the day, there are multiple things can be true at the same time.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, was she wrong for how she did what she did? Because in any man in that situation, if a woman come at you like that, oh, I'm about to expose you, anybody's going to be on the defense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was wrong number one for her. Right.
So yeah, we agree.
Did she take the Happy Meal? I don't know if it's a Happy Meal.
She threw the drink on the ground. That's what I remember from the video.
So I think she was just like, if all of my kids, nobody gonna eat. So I'm taking that as like the kid didn't even get that. So now you take that a step further.
Mm-hmm. He don't get access to his father. Like he don't see his father doing nothing for him.
So exactly. So
yeah,
I think that's a
big jump.
How though?
No, because how? We're only judging off of that video and like how you're judging him as a father based on judging her as a mother. Right, based on that video.
No. We're not judging. We judging off the facts, though. Yeah. Like she took the joint and threw it away.
And she took the joint and threw it away,
bro. She was in her. She was highly emotional.
Okay, right? But
her emotions had reactions.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah.
her reaction was throw the Happy Meal away. Now, what if he promised his son, "Hey, I'm gonna buy you a Happy Meal," and he never gets that Happy Meal? So he doesn't know that his mom threw the Happy Meal away. Uh-huh. So now you're also planting that seed, saying. In that little kid's mind, my daddy never did anything for me, or he made false promises.
Yeah, I could see that in this scenario. I could see somebody like her, based on what I saw, her being that type of. I could see that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I ain't gonna say it's fact because
we don't know.
You know what I'm saying. But one can presume in a lot of cases that, you know, we've seen this story before.
Yeah,
when it comes to co-parenting relationships and people being bitter and using the kids as bait or using the kids, yeah, putting the kids in the middle. And it's never good.
Regardless, it's never good of, for the kid.
At all. It's, yeah, never good. It's never
and,
good.
And at the end of the day, I think that's what we can agree on. Yeah. That action made it bad for a kid down, yeah, the road.
People need to learn how to communicate better. Mm-hmm. You know.
But then, yeah, I mean, it's harder said. Eye. Sometimes it is harder said than done. You know,
yeah,
you know, I've never been in that situation, yeah, but I can tell, you know, that sometimes it's like, damn, you know, I want to make it better for, you know, between my mm-hmm, my baby mama, my baby dad, mm-hmm, the father of my child, the mother of my child. But we just can't get there, mm-hmm, for whatever reason. We just can't get there. And then that's when you have to come to the realization, like, I don't care about you. Like,
I just care about my kids.
I just care about my
kids. And with that said, I would say the system historically, traditionally leans, favors the mother. We all know this. But I mean, I've seen a lot of cases recently where men get told custody of the kid.
Yeah, yeah.
If you wanted to go that route and you felt like your kid, you know what I'm saying,
it's
better off with you.
Yep.
Bro, use the system and do what you got to do to get your, yeah, kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I do know a great single father, man. Got both his sons, mm-hmm, man. Great guy, man. Great dad. And he's had his kids since, you know, I can remember.
Yeah.
And amazing, yeah, with them. And that worked in his favor.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to call Gab, bro. I'm going to see, we're going to get a woman's perspective.
Okay.
Cuz, you know, it's one thing to have a group of dudes talking, which is great. Like, yep, obviously, that's what a gentleman's guide is. But it's always nice to have a fresh perspective. Somebody who kind of, you know, may disagree. I don't know. We're going to see. So, mm-hmm, here we go. Let me see if she's going to answer. So, they obviously have their own opinions. I have my opinion. We want your fresh take on it, or your hot take, not regardless, but without knowing what their opinions, I just want you to kind of explain what your initial thoughts are based on all the information that we have.
Okay, so I think that when I first listened to the first clip, like that 4-minute clip, mm-hmm, I can agree with the fact that she did not handle the situation well. Mm-hmm. Like, she did not communicate in a way that could, like, create a better path forward. However, I got what she was saying. And I think that, like, if you have the means, like, yes, he doesn't have any obligations to these other kids, but if you have the means, there are ways to include the other children, or not make them feel left out. So, mm-hmm, like, if in the video he was saying, like, I do this every other day, like, I bring him McDonald's every other day. Well, if you could bring McDonald's every other day, then you can buy a pizza on Friday, you know, to share with all the kids. Because part of what I think being a good father is not only like taking care of your child, but helping them facilitate like healthy relationships with their other siblings, if those, okay, other siblings have different parents, because that's part of taking care of your child too. It's not just making sure they've got food, but it's like, do they have
the social aspect, right?
Yeah. Like helping them, okay, navigate those situations, because those are like their built-in friends for the rest of their life. And what's going to look like breeding resentment between siblings.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see
where,
that.
Yeah, where y'all at with it?
I can see that. But I still think that I'm not gonna feel obligated. Like I'm gonna make sure, and I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to, I'm gonna love your kids because your kid is directly related. These are their brother, like you said, their siblings. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my first priority is my kid. And I understand that you came with a package, and it's unfortunate that we didn't work out. But, you know, where are the other fathers at the same time? That's my big thing.
And I think, like, that's a fair question between parents, like, between, mm-hmm, the parents. Like, the kids have no, that's not a child conversation of, like, yeah, where their other daddy's at.
Yeah.
Like, they have no say in that. And, like,
it's like the kid is taking on the sins of their parent, and that's,
and like, I
and that's fucked, like, up with the, for the parents.
Yeah,
I think for the kids it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is fucked up for the kids, but it's fucked up that the parents is. I'm sorry, Gab. Go ahead.
I think there's a difference between like what's required to do and what's right to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they're the same thing, and sometimes they're different. Like, to your point, yes, your first priority is your kid. That is what you're required to do. Like, you have a child, it is within the basic responsibilities of, like, you're going to take care of your child.
Right.
That's the required thing to do.
Right.
What I, the right thing to do is, if you have the means, include the other children.
So, in other words, to keep the peace.
Yeah, and that, and that's kind of what I was saying before.
And you know, also, like,
protect your euphoria.
And not even that, but, like, I think we have this culture of, like, this individuality, and, like, it's all about me and mine, which is good to a degree, because it's, like, you have to take care of yours. Like, the nuclear family, like, that's your... But I think we also, as a society, and, like, as Black people, need to also consider, like, who's you and yours? Is it just your kids?
That come from your loins, or is it...
All Black kids, because I was thinking about the kids in our neighborhood, and, like, I mean, we don't know anything about their situation, but, like, I would include them on things if I had the means to do it, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be anything grand. Like, if you're buying these big Christmas presents for your kids, you don't have to go and, like, do grand things for all the other kids, but it doesn't take much to feel, like, to be included and let them participate in things, because you don't know their other situation. Like, we don't know where their daddy's at, and you, the only male influence
in their life.
So what you're saying is, you know, if I
community mindset, bro.
If I get my kid a steak, I can bring the other kids McDonald's.
There you go.
That's acceptable. No. Just all jokes aside. I really do see what you're saying, Gab. And that's a different way of looking at it. I don't have kids. I'm not dating anyone with kids. I'm not married to anyone with kids.
So let's be clear. I just want to be clear, because I always hated having conversations or having strong opinions about stuff that you may not be going through.
Yeah.
Right? Because people who are actually there be like, the first thing they're going to say, nigga, you got kids? But are you married? But what I do know is, I'm married and I have kids now.
Yeah.
And what I do know is, my opinions on a lot of the stuff that I used to argue
have not changed.
So right? Now,
so my point is, logic is logic in most cases. Now, obviously, experience is going shape. It's going to shape your focus, right? But most time, 1 + 1 = 2. Most of the time.
Most time.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but yeah, I appreciate you.
Sometimes you get 1 + 1 = 5. And
that means you got to take care of all the other kids.
Yeah. And I can't do it. But I have dated with women with kids, and I get it. I get what you're saying, but I've never had a kid by somebody, more or less had a kid with somebody who had kids. I don't have any kids, period. Yeah, so right. I think, you know, I'm gonna, you know, make sure I'm gonna make sure my kid is straight, yo.
And that's good. You know, like, no one's gonna fault, like, I never fault guy for taking care of his kid. Like, he's not wrong, you know. Like, I don't think he's wrong.
I think that was the most important thing for people to know. Like,
he's not wrong. Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he could have. Should he have? You know what I'm saying? Maybe included other kids.
Possibly.
I think so.
Possibly.
I honestly think so. You know what I'm saying? Just to, you know what I'm saying, keep the peace. You know what I'm saying?
I just think he was being petty, though. Right?
He was. Yeah, I think they were both being petty. That's why I think she was correct when she said, you know what I'm saying, he's still dipping in that thing.
Yeah, man. And you letting him.
Yep.
He ain't going by himself.
He ain't going by himself, dog. Not by himself.
What you about to say, Gab? Or you good?
I can't remember. You know, growing up, what I always heard in my family was, like, if you could feed 2, you can feed 4.
Oh, and so that's a lot. You could, that's
like, 1 + 1 don't always equal 2.
That's a lot.
If he's getting McDonald's every other day, right?
He can get a little Caesar pizza for $5.
I feel you. Like, Tombstone or something.
Like, the full thing said, like, maybe if you only had 1 or 2 other kids. Mm. So it's like now saying, like, if I only had 2 other kids, you'd be able to get them something. Mm-hmm. So the logic is not adding up either. So it's like, I think the whole thing could have been handled different, because she put him on the defense and he started saying stuff out of being defensive that didn't make good either. So like, the whole thing was handled poorly,
right?
All at the expense of the kids. Because,
and that's what we all agreed on. It's like, it sucks for the kids.
It does suck for the kids, man. All jokes aside, man, I do wish the best for them. I hope they are able to figure this out, man, and on the behalf of the kids.
So we here, man. Husband qualities.
We always talk about, for a woman to become a wife, she has to be a wife first. She has to carry herself like a wife. You have to have those wifely qualities so he can make you one. But we never talk about men having husbandly qualities first. Are you a husband right now, bruh? Do you carry yourself like a husband? Because to me, it don't seem like it. You spreading yourself thin through the community. You done been, hey, listen, you got community. That's opposite of husband. You're not a leader. You're not financially where you want to be. You don't have a sense of direction for your life and how a wife would fit in that. You're not carrying yourself like a husband. The biggest green flag any man can show you is when he comes to the date with a husband mentality, with a husband skill set, with a husband heart. Niggas are acting like husbands first. Y'all keep telling me these modern women ain't wives no more. Are niggas? You a husband? Are you acting like a husband in order to attract those wives you
can talk
hope
about
with
your initial
find?
Reaction to the video? Do that. We can also go into, you know, what do we, how can we define, you know, husband qualities?
Yeah.
So I guess initially we can jump into the reaction. Like, what was your initial reaction to that?
I understand video? What he was saying.
Yeah.
I think when you're at that place where you're trying to find that, mm-hmm. significant other, where you're ready to settle down, he was on point.
Yeah.
But I think where he's may have like missed me is like he may have been talking to individuals that are not ready to. I think it's twofold for me.
Yeah.
Like I think he's making a very broad assumption. Yeah. Very broad.
Mm-hmm.
For that man that's not really looking for a woman.
To be a wife, right? A man is not looking to be a husband.
Be a husband, right. We're worded like that. A man is not looking to be a husband, then why are you talking to those individuals? Now, if you're ready to be a husband, 9 times out of 10, you're not putting yourself in a position where you're saying you're not displaying husband qualities.
I think there's a difference in you talking about displaying and actually who you are at the core.
Mm.
Because just because you in a hoe phase... Mm-hmm. don't mean your core person, your core, your soul, mm-hmm. that you're not that quote unquote husband quality or whatever somebody deems. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you should be able to go through that phase if you
choose to. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like anybody, women and men.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just think people have to be upfront with their intentions.
For sure.
Communication. Yeah.
Communicating effectively. Like, mm-hmm. if you end up in a situation and just say a man and woman, you know what I'm saying? Man doesn't feel like he just wants a certain thing, or he doesn't see the relationship or whatever you have going any further than what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. Let it be known.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let it be known. And I can attest, like, I've been guilty. You know what I'm saying? Like, not being upfront. Like, I don't see this going anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
So absolutely.
Give them the option.
I've been in that situation.
Let them make an informed decision.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, do I want to stick this out and see maybe he does have those qualities that I can, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know what I mean? But... You know what I'm saying? Just being upfront and effectively communicating your intentions. You know
but
what I'm saying?
I think majority of men have been. I've been guilty of it. Like I'm gonna ride this thing out, man. Until you bring it up, I ain't saying nothing. But I know I don't want to be with you long term.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm gonna ride it out. And it just as I got older, like that's where that communication. Yeah. Like, look, like I ain't looking for no relationship.
Yeah.
I ain't here for that.
Like, look, ladies, this is how I perceive these conversations to go. We've seen this time and time again, whether it's in a movie, a show, and lady asks a question. What are we doing?
Hey man,
what are we?
Hey, that's what Country Wayne doing right now. I don't know if y'all watch the skits or not.
I've seen his skits, but not the recent.
But if
you got to ask that question,
I would have gave you some bullshit.
Yeah,
but I would gave you some bullshit.
My point is, if you have to ask that question,
then you should know what it is. Like, you should already have an assumption of, like,
you know what I'm saying, like. Okay, even if you ask that question and he gives you a roundabout, I mean, you know, we kicking it. That's a red flag.
I don't want to say it's
a red flag. No, because like, what if you're looking for that same thing?
When somebody not giving you clear answers, though, that's like a...
For somebody, if you're in a position of...
I'm just here to get them cheeks.
What does GTD mean, Tommy?
Get them jaws.
Got the jaws.
Oh. What does GTD stand for? Got the jaws, okay?
Oh my God, bro. Y'all tripping, bro. Y'all tripping. Nah, for sure.
I'll just decide.
Yeah. Nah.
But that's how it is, though. I'm saying
if you're somebody in the position of you're pursuing somebody or you're looking for long term.
Okay. Okay. That's right? Where we at.
No, I'm just saying.
Paint the scenario for me so I can give you my.
Yeah. So the in this case, I'm saying the woman goes to her man, her who she thinks is her man. Okay. Right.
We ain't even gonna say that. This is somebody she's talking to, dealing with, dating. Because right. if she thinks you her man, then we're just gonna say somebody she's talking to, dealing with.
For sure. Right. She goes to woman goes to man.
Yep.
And says, "What are we doing? What are we?" Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she gets the vagueness coming back to her.
Right.
That's a red flag from the woman's perspective.
But
because if she's asking these questions, then clearly her priority is long-term goals in terms of relationship, marriage, etc.
I say this right here. Right? It also depends. You got to put context in it. How long have we been talking? What have we?
That's fair. I'm saying, let's say they've been together for like a year and a half.
Oh, he's just getting them draws.
He's
just getting them draws.
How intense is it though? Like, is it just like a I call you up and type of shit. We
it's
see
a lot of layers to it.
I think that's different.
You got to kind of dive into
yeah,
it.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and I'm trying to generalize.
But,
right?
I think in this situation, you have to dive a little bit deeper into it. Because it's like, if you're saying we just been talking for, we're not going on dates. And then
on top of that, like, I feel like you got to throw in, like, what are people's love language? Like, for a woman that loves communication, if you immediately give off that, you know what I'm saying, vibe of like you love communicating, but then all of a sudden cut it off, like what are they supposed to think? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of layers.
I think love language pertains to people who are in long-term relationships, whether it's romantic, whether it's
we're talking about two different species, though. Men and women.
I wouldn't say that either, though.
What
I'm saying, communication is communication. It don't matter what your love language is.
But I feel like
how do you communicate, though? Because how do you understand the way someone communicates,
What I'm saying is how you communicate, right, and your love language are two different things. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm arguing. But
you could be in a situation where, you know, after a year and a half, like, y'all are doing relationship things, and you've just not made it official.
Uh-huh.
It could be that, and it's not like you're dragging along. Yeah. It's just like, okay, it may be brought up like, yo, what's up? And then you say,
and that's fair. You need to be clear in what your intentions are.
Go
and
with
if
it.
You are not clear, that is a red flag. That's what I'm saying. If you're somebody who's pursuing, if you have the goal of being with somebody for long term,
yeah,
okay,
then that's a red flag. I'm not saying the red flag is one size fits all. That's not what I'm saying, right? Okay. I'm saying if your priority is, just like on the flip side, if you are a man in this scenario, hypothetical scenario, and the woman comes to you and says, "What are we?" and you are not looking for this "what are we" scenario, like, that's a red flag for if you're the man. Because you're not looking for a long term committed relationship.
Absolutely. I'm being like, yo.
That's all I'm saying. You know,
I think we're good where we at. You know, I like the chemistry. You know, I'm not looking. It depends on. It always depends.
I know that.
Yeah. For me, all right, I'm gonna just put myself in this situation. I'm gonna just put myself out there. All right. If I was like when I was younger, like this. Early 20s, you know, just graduating college, whatever,
right?
Military. I'm gonna be like, what are we? We chilling, man. I ain't got nothing for you, yo. Like,
but that's
I like you.
That's 21 year old Massetti. That's not 34 year old Massetti.
That's 21 to 25 year old Massetti.
Yeah, that's not. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference in maturity. You know what I'm saying?
So diving deep into that. It really took it for me. Mm-hmm. It took like a woman to show me exactly what
was going on. Well, how she felt.
Can I finish? And what? But yes, what it took. Thank you for finishing my thought process, bro.
You were stuttering, bro. I said, help you out.
It took me a real deal. Help me. No, it really took a woman to really like, yo, break it down for me. Like, yo, this is what I need. This is what I want. This is what you should too. And for me, yep. I had came out of a college relationship, and mm-hmm. you know, to hear that, to mold like what the bare surface, the surface of what communication and what
yeah.
how to love. All right, that prepared me for, you know, something. It just gave me the surface of. Mm-hmm. Relationships, and then that prepared me for like my next stage in life of, you know, post graduation military, and you know, my relationship then and during that point was, you know, they didn't work out,
yeah,
but I was able to somewhat apply those, you yeah, know,
the lessons
yeah. that I learned, which then prepared me for post military, and that's how I break my life up. Post military, I'm in a different mindset. So now sure. when I met my now wife.
And you weren't consciously doing this. This is just how it naturally flows.
Yeah, just how it naturally okay. flowed. Yeah. So now when I met right. my now wife, you know, she never put anything on the table. It was like, I'm gonna force you to do anything. So when she like completely did something different that I was
being used to,
it was like, wait a minute, you're not saying like you wanna be in a relationship like right now? Like you're not saying, what are we? You're saying, hey, I need you to just tell me what you want from me, and I can move from that. So that kind Boy, of like that kind of it kind of like
you was
shifted
like,
my thought process. It's like, bro, you're not gonna force me into a relationship, but you're just saying, if I want a relationship, Boy, let hey, me know.
She put a Jedi mind trick on you.
Hey, she probably did.
Hey, women know what they be doing, bro.
No. I really man, shout out to my wife, man. She just, she really just changed the game for me. That's like when you talk about qualities, husband qualities, to go back to the original thought process yeah. of this conversation, mm-hmm. you know, for me, it was, you know, her saying, look, I'm adult, you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I want in life. Mm. I'm not saying I want it from you.
But these
this is what I want. So yeah. then that maturity from my past relationships, everything that I've gone through, good and bad, I'm now able to say, all right, cool. Let me apply that. And those qualities consisted of communication. Those qualities consisted of vulnerability. Those qualities consisted of, you know, just being who I am, true to me. And she's able to see that from me.
Yeah.
And with that, we were able to grow. And then she was able to, you know, give me that tenfold. So that, you know, leading up into yeah. that, like, that's my homie.
Yeah.
Like,
best friend.
You were able to be your most authentic self.
Look, most man, authentic. Look, most authentic person that I've ever been.
We have lived through a special time in history. If you can make it through a pandemic with your significant other
and make it out, they
make
other
it
end.
Out on the other end.
Hey man, I'll take you a drink to that, man. We done finished the makers, you know, the saying? Buffalo Trace, man. But I take my a cup drink
over there. But I mean, that's real, bro. Like, because if you are not best friends, and this sounds so cliche, it really does. It sounds very cliche, but it's very true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've seen how y'all interact.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. Black love is a beautiful thing.
Appreciate it, man. And you know same for you and Gab.
I appreciate
man.
That.
You know, I've always admired, because the one thing that I admire about y'all, man, you were able to take a high school relationship and make it into something beautiful. A marriage really, and three kids later.
You know what? It really wasn't a high school relationship. It's a common myth. It really
I
wasn't.
I beg to differ.
It really Bruh, wasn't.
It was the tail end, but it was a high school relationship. No. Y'all had your eyes on each other in high school, and
literally
you had
like
an idea.
We got to get the real story from Gab. We got to get Gab.
Gab was plotted on me. Junior year.
Gab yeah. plotted on me.
Junior year, Gab was
It
plotted.
Just so happened that I had just committed to play ball at NC State.
Mm-hmm.
She just so happened to be going to NC State.
Yeah.
And the timing of it was like, oh, you going to State?
So
we might as well.
I don't remember that timeline being that accurate like that.
That's what it was.
What happened in your eyes?
We ended up going to prom
together. I remember he committed And then she decided she, yeah, I, maybe it was she had an idea of
because I had no clue
that she
what
wanted
she was,
to attend. Yeah,
we weren't,
but
that
then
close like that. That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, yeah, y'all weren't that close like yeah. that. But I think she had an idea of where she wanted to attend.
Yeah.
But then when
it was confirmed,
it was
after
confirmed.
That. Okay.
Like
okay.
when they, I think when they both decided they were in the on the cusp of becoming like a thing.
So I say this. Let me reword it. I say I've admired. Where y'all are at now from teenage love.
Yeah.
From teenage love to now, marriage, three kids.
We went from lust to love.
It's because you don't see that in our community, though.
You
like,
don't. You don't.
You don't see
you don't.
High school sweethearts
yeah,
you that don't. Often. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Make it, you know what I'm saying, a substantial amount of time.
Because in my experience, you know, there's no way that I knew I would, like, the person that I was, I couldn't be with the person that I was with in high school, make it through college, yeah. make it to marriage, and
yeah.
have kids together. I went, mentally, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I needed more experience. I had went through so much as a kid, and, you know, teenage years. Like, nah, I can't give you that. Yeah. I can't give. So I needed time to myself, and mm-hmm. to continue growing. And so, and within that, you know, promiscuous, call it what you want, your whole phase, whatever, you, college man. Phase.
Regardless of what you experienced, you grew. You know what I'm right. saying? Like, yeah. and you learn from those experiences. Yeah. So
you learn things about yourself.
Absolutely. And I needed that. I needed those phases: college, post college, military.
Now,
post military.
Let's be clear. Everybody's path to this quote unquote, you know, happy-go-lucky love story, everybody's path ain't the same, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
for me, it wasn't like that for me.
Yeah.
You know? I always knew what I wanted. I always knew what I wanted. Now, did
when
she
you say that, when
initially,
you,
she plotted on me, for sure.
So when you say you always knew what you wanted, what you mean?
When I realized that I didn't want anybody else,
okay,
I made a conscious decision to I said, Gab, I said, if we make it out of college, I'm probably gonna marry you.
So
very, very, it, like, casually, like, that's what I
was. It a case of you didn't know what you wanted until it was put in front of you, and then you like, all right, that's now that's it.
Well, when I say I always knew what I wanted, I'm talking about just life in general. Like, when I made my decision to go to a specific school, right. I had a list,
but you made it.
I had a list, and then I had reasons. I had legit reasons, at least in my 17-year-old mind. Logical reasons why I want to go to the school.
Hey man, that sounds good and all. I'm glad you had that.
Now,
ain't no way 17-year-old me would. I ain't know nothing about nothing.
I'm not saying now in terms of love and marriage. And,
okay. Okay.
17? Hell no. I didn't know.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
I didn't know what I want. I'm saying in my time, our time in college, I realized she was like, I could see my life flash before my eyes and say, "Yo, she will be the one that got away."
Okay. That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I saw. I saw it because at some point I was
being a nigga.
I was being stupid.
So,
and she was like, "All right, I'm out." And I was like, "I don't like this."
She's like, "Step, step." Wait, so y'all broke up?
We didn't really. No, we didn't really break up, but she was like,
"Yeah, we need you."
She like, "I ain't putting up with this."
Yeah, we need your input. Tell the story.
Hey, Gab, sure. we gonna get this on the line, man. Video credit, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, I promise you, Gab. I promise you, this is my truth. Okay, this is my truth. But yeah, bro. Like, I was, you know, being stupid. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
At the time, this was Instagram, Facebook, MySpace was like trailing off.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, instant messages and stuff. You see stuff going through.
Right, right.
And she won't put up with it. And rightfully so. It Absolutely. Is what it is. And when she walked out, I remember my boy TJ. No, I think Earl Wolf. Shout out to Earl Wolf, man. He's like a trainer now.
Yeah.
Social media influencer, all that. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. My point is, he was like, "Yo, B, what's wrong?" He was like, I said, "Bro, she gone." I said, "Bro, she's gone." He said, "Bro, you better go." Bro, I walked.
She gone.
She gone. I walk from.
It's not bro, a test. It's the real deal. Help me,
bro. I walk from Western Boulevard. Anybody know where
NC
State campus is?
I walk from you.
College Inn all the way to Sullivan Hall on NC State's main campus, like down alley. I say, "Yo," I say, "Gab, we got to talk." You know what I'm saying?
I never do this happen.
Or you thought everything was just love.
I never knew how y'all kind of came back together.
I knew
the gist of the story.
This was freshman year.
Yeah, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I knew the gist of the story. And Gab had kind of like told me before, but I never knew like you walked miles and miles.
It wasn't even miles and miles. It was like,
I know, I'm being dramatic.
You know,
it was miles.
You gotta add the dramatics to it.
Nah, it was miles, nigga. Don't try to downplay it now.
I walked 2 miles. I walked miles in the rain with a boombox on my shoulder, and I was like, "Gab,
playing music outside window, hey,
love." But yeah, bro. Like, I at that point in time, I can replay like it was yesterday. I was like, "Yo," I said, "She gone."
It's so funny to me.
I was like, yeah, that's when I realized, I was like, yeah, I don't want anybody else.
So in that moment, what were the qualities for you?
Well, in that moment, I don't really know. I can, as a 30, almost 32 year old man and father and husband now, I would say I listed a couple points on my phone. I was like, husband qualities, loyalty.
Ooh, that's tough. So speaking on that, because I see this a lot on social media and whatever, when it comes to love versus mm-hmm. loyalty, mm-hmm. which do you think one is over the other? And if so, which one?
Love ain't enough, bro. What's love got to do? Love is not enough.
Okay.
Loyalty.
Love don't keep you married.
Love don't keep you married, man.
Okay.
I would say truly caring for that other person.
Okay.
Which obviously loyalty is the component mm-hmm. to that. But I truly care for this person's, absolutely. This other human's happiness.
Yeah.
General happiness.
Yeah.
I would prefer that I be not so much at the center, because at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own happiness.
But a part of it.
But I prefer to be a big part of that.
Yep.
I don't, you know, I wanted her to be a part of mine.
Yeah.
You know, vice versa. So I feel like loyalty, making a conscious decision to choose this person every day, mm-hmm. right? I think we talked, I forgot where we were. Maybe it was one of the, back in Wilson. But I was like, that's really what I mean by loyalty is,
yeah.
I'm choosing this person out of all these, all these hoes.
All these sack chases.
Yo, chill.
But yeah, that's where I'm at with it, man. When it comes to loyalty, I think people think of loyalty, you think of, oh, I'm not cheating.
So
oh,
what
like, in a monogamous relationship, that's the bare minimum, but right. that's not what keeps you together.
Right.
So going back to this video, what are husband qualities?
Like I said, being loyal, I would say having a certain level of emotional intelligence.
Mm.
That's another one.
Mm, that's deep, bro.
And we've kind of mentioned it early on, talking about that scenario with the baby daddy.
Yep.
Talking about how neither one of them really handled it the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that, I feel like when somebody has a certain level of emotional intelligence, and just to be clear, we talk about quote unquote husband qualities, but these same qualities,
vice versa,
it's on both sides. Board. Yeah, it's across the board.
Yeah.
You know, we just coming from the man's perspective, but emotional intelligence, man, like understanding that you don't have to respond to everything initially, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Similar to how she's in this scenario, she's reacting based on her emotion, mm-hmm. right? She's trying to, in her mind, she's protecting her other kids, whatever. That's what a parent's supposed to do in general, right? But she's responding, she's reacting to him with all of her emotions, mm-hmm. and it's just basically you're adding fuel to a fire. So when you respond out of emotion, it's never a good thing. You say things that you really most likely will regret.
Mm-hmm. So with emotional intelligence, are you saying like knowing how and when to react? Or
well, that's a small piece of it.
Okay.
I was just kind of going down that road. But that's a small piece of
So knowing who you're dealing with.
Knowing who you're dealing with, having tact. A lot of times it's common sense, but like, you know what they say? Common sense ain't common enough.
It ain't common.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like Drew was saying, knowing who you're dealing with, but essentially like being in tune with your emotions. That's a part of comes from, I think it was on the side conversation, being vulnerable.
Very vulnerable.
Right. That's a big
vulnerability piece. Okay. So now that you're breaking that down, I think that does tie into intelligence of emotional intelligence,
right?
Because knowing, you know, I think for a man, you know, he has that natural defense mechanism where, you know, society has deemed us to, you know, we got to be hard. We show no emotion. Mm-hmm. Don't cry, you know. Yeah. So being in tune with who you are as a man with your lady, mm-hmm, is a different type of intimacy.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, regardless of how the world sees you, mm-hmm, I see a different you.
Yeah.
And as it should be.
She should see you.
Yeah. She should see you like that. Like Jay-Z said, man, niggas be treating the one that they loving with the same respect that they treat the one that they fucking. Mm-hmm. Like, you think about it. Like, you can't treat your lady the same way that you're treating everybody else in the world. And it takes a certain type of intuitive nature to understand that she deserves a higher level. And it took a while for me to understand that. It took a while for me to, like, process that. And, mm-hmm, and even going into, you know, my current, in the beginning parts of my current relationship, you know, mm-hmm, I'm saying, like, well, I say things like, well, I don't say things, I don't tell people stuff, or like, I don't X, Y, and Z to, you know, most people. It's like, well, I'm not them.
Right.
I'm your lady. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you can't talk to me,
who are you going to talk to?
Who you going to talk to?
Yeah.
Like,
and if you don't talk, how's it going to come out?
How's it going to come out? Is it going to be a ball of fire? Yeah. Is it going to be,
that's real.
Yeah. So, you know, go back to what you were just saying, like, emotional intelligence, knowing just how and when, where and what to say.
Yeah.
But giving yourself that type of, giving yourself and your lady that vulnerability, it just,
yeah. And part of being, another part of emotional intelligence, like you said, or I expound a little bit more, is letting something sit with you and letting your body, your mind process what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, feel like you said, be in tune with your emotions.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people be saying stuff, but they don't really understand what they be saying. Like,
right,
to be in tune with your emotions, bro, like, let it, remember I said earlier, when we may have a disagreement on something and I say my piece, she say her piece. Well, clearly we don't agree.
Agree, right.
If we keep talking, it's going to go here.
Yeah.
So let me remove myself
and let me understand where she's coming from.
Right. Let me try to understand and process what she just said to me.
So how do you deal with this? If you or her are not able to, like, what if one of y'all are not able to walk away from the situation? You may be able to walk away.
Well,
she and hypothetically speaking,
go ahead.
And Gab, yeah, I'm not saying this is by no means disclaimer. This is not Gab, everyone. But let's just say hypothetically, uh-huh, you know, she's or you, she wants, she needs to walk away, but you need to get it out right then and there. Boom. Mm-hmm. I gotta speak this because talking about it later is just gonna bring up even more. So we need to. How do you deal with
that? Well, I think this comes with time and learning your partner,
yep,
learning this person. But I know body language,
mm-hmm,
and when I say body language, I mean her body language. Yep. I don't study people's body language. I'm not that guy, but I know her body language.
But you should though.
I should.
You should study people's body language. Mm-hmm. People give you off. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
True. And I would say I don't really go into like all the what if-isms per se, but I guess what I'm saying is we have over time figured out what works for us and the best way to argue.
Is it the best way to argue? Is that a such thing?
Well, when I say best way, our best way to argue.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody
didn't really argue, but like kind of
we have a disagreement. Got a disagreement.
Just because it's a disagreement don't mean it's an argument though.
Yeah, and let's be clear, like, an argument is an argument, and to me, they're one and the same. Like, an argument is just like a a more serious topic versus a disagreement is like, nah, like you go pick up the kids. I don't want to pick up the
kids. I think her argument is like,
hey man, you can leave people, my boy Wes out and hey, man, come on, bro.
What do you mean? I think her argument is like, you people go pick not Wes willing. Up? I think her argument is like people not willing to hear the other person's side, but a disagreement
that's true.
Is like you're kind of internalizing. All right, I hear what you're saying, but this is where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, and that's I like how you explained it. So with that said, we have a lot of disagreements.
There you go.
All right.
appreciate it, man.
And there's never been a time where
we grew up. That's the difference. We grew up with argument at least every weekend morning.
It's not a test, it's the real deal.
But yeah, I can't recall a time where we are grown, but you got autonomy over what you, if you want to walk out, you can walk out and cool off.
Yeah. I think that's,
I'm not about to hold you.
I think that's the most beautiful part about a lot of what we've experienced as, you know what I'm saying? Black people and men mm-hmm. and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like taking the situations that you've experienced and mm-hmm. applying them, whether it's been a negative experience, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like you grow up, you see such and such. All right. I don't want to end up like that. Yeah. So let me do the opposite. Let me figure out what my lane is. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I think that's very important, bro. Find your lane. Find. I think you talked about it. Find your tribe. You talked about it last episode or something like that. Find your tribe. The people that's going to make you be your best self.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Find those people, man.
Yeah.
So what are the other qualities that you had?
I said you got to have some type of passion about something. It doesn't have to be result in monetary,
and that is very attractive.
Oh yeah, that's what I've heard.
For women looking at a man that
knows what they
I don't even say what they want, but like they have a plan.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's in effect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
is your word your bond? I mentioned that
earlier.
Like you
gonna say what you're gonna do.
Say what you mean and mean what you say, man. Yeah. And you don't always have to, like, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
And when you fail, she gonna be right there, bro. Because she
just want an explanation as to why everything went left.
But my thing is like over time you build a certain level of trust.
Yeah.
You know.
And gotta have that foundation.
You know, okay, some things may not fall through, but overall,
right,
you know I got you and I know you got me.
So taking it a step further, what are some things that you feel like people think are men quality of husband qualities that are not?
I think one of the main ones is providing.
Yeah.
Like that.
You got to elaborate on that.
All right. So I think being a provider is at the top of the list. Like most men feel like if they're a provider, mm-hmm. then they're doing everything right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like nothing.
Look, you're being provided and you're not cheating.
I'm providing, but I'm cheating. Or I'm providing, but I'm drinking. So I'm coming home acting like a fool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like just because I'm bringing the money home, don't negate all the negative, you know what I'm saying? Energy that I'm bringing into the household. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like that one is at the top of the, or one of the ones at the top of the list. Like if you provide, all right,
everything
else that you do that's wrong is negated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think that mentality was passed down from past generations for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How many families are across the street that or across town?
Bro, listen, did you see? Listen, it was a
documentary.
Tara Owens, bro.
Nah, I didn't see that,
bro. It was Iyanla Fix My Life. That episode, she did one with Tara Owens. For those of you who don't know, Tara Owens is a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
She start crying the ugly cry.
Bro.
I ain't see that.
Crazy story. He had a crush on the girl across the street.
Uh-huh. It was his sister.
Dang. Daddy had another family across the street.
He probably liked her because he saw some qualities in her that he saw in himself or something familiar.
I never knew that.
Yeah, bro. Look it up. Google it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
I knew that.
But I guess my point was, and you kind of brought up the family across the street or whatever. Yeah, that's what triggered it.
Yeah.
But back then, bro, men had way more power to do these things and get away with it because women, socially and economically, women weren't in a place to be, have autonomy over their lives.
Yeah.
Women couldn't even go apply for a mortgage.
Yep.
without a man, without their husband. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So, like, times have changed, clearly.
So I think the thing that, you know, is the biggest topic in when it comes to, like, men dating and, you know, being married and, you know, uh-huh. whatever. And the piggyback of what Drew was just saying is, like, men should, you know, pay X, Y, and Z. Men should X, Y, financially do this, you know, X, Y, and Z. Or he's not a man quality, or he's not, you know, husband quality. I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I think it's been attributed to being a man traditionally.
Yeah, and that's where I was coming from.
Yeah, I also think if you claim to be a man of good standing, of course you're going to bring some financial aspect
absolutely.
To the table. Because you're a grown person yeah. who pays your own bills.
Yeah. Like, of course.
That's a natural. If you're a woman, you're going to do the same thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't feel like a man if I got somebody flipping my bill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For everything, bro.
You know, now obviously everybody need help a little now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is.
Yeah.
That's life, you know?
So here's my take on it. I feel like people should do what benefits the relationship.
For sure.
That expound. Yeah.
Do what,
I agree.
Do, because, like, you could be in a situation, and we touched on it last episode, where women are now in a place where they're making a substantial amount of money, not enough money where
it's still a pay gap.
There's still a pay gap.
Yeah.
But you do have those exceptions where women are in relationships and they're making substantially more than their significant other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in that situation, you know, it fits them for where the male may not be able to afford some of the things that the family may want. Does that make him less of a man, less of a husband, because right. he can't provide for you financially, but he's contributing his part?
Yeah.
I think the combination of you talking about women getting more rights over time.
Yeah.
Women getting more educated over time, with inflation, the amount of that people get paid, the average salary for people getting paid yep. versus what it was back then.
Right.
A man could go to the factory and pay all the bills.
Yeah.
That world doesn't exist
it
anymore.
Doesn't. No.
So in most cases, unless one person is making $150,000 or more, maybe 120, I don't know, depending on mortgage, you know, kids, yeah. whatever. But unless one person is making six figures in most cases, both parents need to, both
have to contribute. And even and you said parents, we're just saying, what about people without kids?
Yeah.
You know,
these people are totally different. It's what you call dinks. You know what a dink is?
Bro, I never heard that term before.
D-I-N-K.
What is that term, bro?
Double income, no kids.
Bro, what? I never heard that.
I'm telling you,
I didn't come up with it.
I didn't make this up.
You heard that before?
I ain't never heard that.
Listen, y'all different. I said, yeah. I said, we had no kids right now. I said, I probably had me a Benz,
but
I would. You know what I'm saying? Like, so much. Like, kids are expensive, bro.
Yeah, but you say that. Moving forward. I hate that like that conversation. Like, men gotta pay. He gotta pay for 100% of this. You know, X, Y,
and all your money goes to you.
And so it frustrates me a lot, because, you know, that notion that whatever storyline, however you want to put it, is mm-hmm. put out there to the world. Like, if I ain't doing this, then I ain't a man. I don't deserve this woman. Nah, like, yo. What do you mean? Like, if I'm not paying the mortgage, if I'm not paying for you to go out, and we not eating yeah. this every night, or I'm not paying every single time, like,
yeah.
then I'm looked down upon because I'm being cheap with my money, or I'm not trying to do this. What? No, like, I'm not saying X, Y, and Z, but I provide exceptionally well
mm-hmm.
for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She taken care of, yeah. but we also make sure the income that comes into this house is, yo, we both live here. We, you know, and I'm not saying,
and
I'm saying
that we, out between
we,
y'all too.
We figure it yeah. out. We figure it the fuck out yeah. and we make sure shit happens. She have a good time with her money. I have a good time with my yeah. money, and we have an amazing time with
together,
our money.
Right.
Hey, that's probably the sound bite right there. Like, that's the realest joint I've
like,
heard.
Yo, like these conversations about, like, no, he need to pay the mortgage, or he need to pay this. Like, what, he need to pay
this. How are we going
to
do it together?
What are we talking about right
where,
now?
Like, where are we getting with that? Yeah. Like, how are we going to grow? Like, you got dreams. I got dreams. Now we got dreams. Yeah. Where are we going to go with that?
It was like, I don't know if y'all, this is fairly maybe a few months ago when, you know, Tabitha Brown, she's like an influencer.
Yeah.
And she had retired her husband, who was a police officer, right?
Beautiful.
Right? Remember Wendy Williams had a response.
Had something to say
or lack thereof. She kind of, you know, had facial expression.
Yeah.
So, and Tabitha Brown gave her like the most graceful response, light shade, but she kind of does, you know, Wendy deserved all the shade.
Yeah.
But that's another conversation. But my point was, she explained how in a season where she was following her dreams, he was holding down
the house.
You know what I'm saying? And now she's able to do everything that she ever imagined, financially, career-wise.
Because of the
sacrifice that he did.
Sacrifices that he...
And he deserves everything that's coming to him because he held her down.
So why not... And it's not about like... And like I said, I ain't no marriage guy, like educator or counselor or nothing like that. But I've seen a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily, you know, I've been able to witness, you know, just, you know, go through financial, you know, struggles.
Yeah.
I've been able to see, you know, growing up with financial struggles, growing up with a two-parent household and still struggling and going through, you know, going through college and learning how to do good with money.
Yeah.
And then able to apply that to real life situations and now be in a situation where I'm with somebody and, you know, she's making money. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck would I want to like struggle and no, we're not here to struggle because we left the struggle.
Yeah.
If I pay everything, we're saying like I'm able to. You know, use me for example. Mm-hmm. You know, I bought a home on my own, paid all the bills on my own.
Right.
You know, X, Y, and Z. I was able to do that. But now you bring somebody else in. Now, okay, the conversation was, you know, you did this. You know, I'm not no bum, you know, but what are your dreams? What are your aspirations? Mm-hmm. How can we get there now?
How can we get there? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, these are my dreams. She told me her dreams. Mm-hmm. Okay, boom. What do we need to do to get there?
Me and Gab is like, what's the quickest way to retirement?
How are we going to do that?
Huh?
And how are we going to do that?
Yeah, we said together. Together. We're going to set up the life insurance policies. We're going to set up these 401ks, these IRAs. We're going to set up all this stuff in you know, make it do what it do.
I hate the conversation, man. Like, it's looked at as like men are not men unless they pay for this stuff.
Yeah.
I hate that conversation because it's like.
Yeah. I also think, and just to be clear, this is just part of the world we live in, but all the stuff that we hear in terms of problematic things, whether it's men saying stuff or women saying stuff, which is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of women say that, yeah. Or that's all the stuff that goes viral. Right. So that's all the stuff that's going to get all the views. People going to argue about it. People going to like it. People going to comment and have their opinion. Like, I've seen it a lot of times where that's the one thing that'll go viral from some random podcast or conversation with a panel of people. It's like, well, oh, he got to make this much. And then everybody's like, well, it's like, okay, everybody has their opinion. But at the end of the day, figure out what works for your household. Figure out what works for your household, and
I don't think it's nothing wrong with the everyday working people relationship marriage doing what's best for them.
Yeah,
we live in a world that is influenced by negativity, but it's filled with things that we are not able to do. Oh, okay, if you make millions of dollars a year and your significant other may not make millions of dollars every year, of course you're going to provide. Of course. We don't live in that lifestyle.
Right. That's not the average.
That's not the average human being.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We live in a working class. We are the working class citizens. We have to, and until something expound, it happens where then we this is where we're at. Mm-hmm. I got a little excited about that. But I really just hate how it's viewed upon, like, especially like now there are some ain't shit, you know, women ain't shit men. There is, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people that are putting the best foot forward for their family.
Trying to be better.
Trying to be better, you know.
Trying to break curses.
Trying to break curses. And how do we break curses? We do that shit together.
And this is something that our financial advisor, shout out to Luke Washington with Northwestern Mutual. But he said, do you want to be well off or do you want to be financially stable? It's two different things. Well off is like you just got a lot of money in your bank account. But there are a lot of people who are financially stable who make $50,000 a year.
So break that down for break it down for the people.
Out go or what do you say? What goes out versus what comes in?
Yep.
How do you manage what you got? You know,
that's financially stable.
That's essentially, you know, how stable are you? Yep. How stable? You know, something were to hit the fan right now, you know, would you be able to make it 6 months? Mm. Most people won't be able to. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Currently, as whatever's coming in right now,
right.
Half of that went away. Somebody just lost their job. How would you be able to make it 6 months to a year?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's essentially what, at least that's how I interpret it. You know.
What was the other one?
Well, being well off. To me, being well off is you just got a lot of money in your bank account, but your how you manage that sum of money is not sustainable.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So can a well-off person be financially stable?
Yes. I mean, both of those can be true at the same time.
Okay.
But a lot of times in his, I guess from his perspective as a financial advisor, that's what he tries to explain to his newer clients is like, okay, I want you to be financially stable because you can be well-off and financially stable and you can be
one or the other.
One or the other. But I want you to be
financially stable,
which it will get you to being well off at the same time.
Yep.
You know, if you
do
put in the work.
Yeah.
You know, gotcha. in these core years, the I would say like 25 to like 55. Yep. That's like the time where you set in that foundation. So when it's time to kick back and relax for the rest of your life, you know, you put all that work in already. You good. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm trying to retire, man. And it's possible. It's possible, you know, but teamwork makes it.
Well, yeah, I would say the last thing that I wrote down was, and this is gonna maybe hit you a little bit,
okay?
Because this is a word that that's very triggering for a lot of people.
Okay,
submissive.
Bro, chill, bro.
So a lot of
elaborate.
People, a lot of people, because when they hear the word submissive, they immediately put that on the woman. I think.
Yeah,
I think it's give and take.
Elaborate for the people, bro. What do you mean?
Being submissive means you submit to that person, and that don't mean. A lot of people have a weird interpretation of that word.
Okay.
But doesn't mean you submit to the situation or whatever y'all have.
Essentially the situation. I think that's a better way of explaining it. But just to kind of go back a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a weird interpretation of what that means.
Uh-huh.
Especially a lot of women take it and run like, I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to do this. It's like.
Ain't nobody asking you to be a slave.
Ain't nobody asking you to be a slave. All right. And a lot of men, they haven't even put their mind through their thought process of what does it mean to actually submit to your partner?
Okay.
Right. Submitting to your partner is just knowing your partner, bro. And knowing
what it takes to make that relationship work.
Yeah. Make that relationship work. And whatever it takes to make that person happy.
I agree with you.
That's essentially what that means.
I agree with you.
At least that's what I want it to mean.
yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead.
No, I'm gonna let you finish.
Go ahead.
So I really 100% agree with you, man. You know, just knowing your partner, man, is so key, man. When you look at it, when you take a step back and look at it, like full circle, by your definition of submitting and knowing your lady, or knowing your individual, or knowing your relationship,
right?
Yeah,
it's like, okay, she wake up in the morning, she do this, she do this, she do this. So let me do this to help her with this,
to make it go smoother, to or make it go whatever. Smoother,
you know what I'm saying? If I know, okay, you know, she's having a bad day, I know those signs of having a bad day. Or if she wants this at the restaurant, I can say, listen, hey, she's in the bathroom, but she wants this. Yeah. I know she'll like this.
Listen, man, I've heard this by women a lot. It's the little things.
It is.
We used to sing a song back in the day.
It's the little things.
The words go, it's the little things that mean so much to me. Right? It's very true.
It is.
And a lot of times we get mixed up in the
big gestures or.
Yeah. Because I struggle with that as a husband.
I was going to say, I do too.
The world tells us, oh, you got to get the biggest diamond. You got to go on the biggest trips. And don't get me wrong. Like, there's nothing wrong with these things because these are great. Like,
yeah.
You know, but for somebody in my position where I have a wife who I thought she was like playing tricks on me, bro, because she would say, I'm not big on those types of gestures. And I'm like,
what you talking about, Willis?
I don't believe you.
You lying.
Yeah, like, because again, as a man,
we've been conditioned,
you know, all the Valentine's days and the, you know, birthdays and all and anniversaries, we've been conditioned to think that all women want the same thing.
Yeah.
And they don't.
I'm gonna tell you a story real quick. Don't get mad at me for sharing this story.
Uh-oh.
So
uh-oh. It's about to go down.
This is not a test, it's the real deal. Help me.
So we go on this like weekend vacation, right? And during that time of traveling to that vacation, we get into a huge argument, huge, like to the point where we're not seeing, we haven't even checked into our place, right? And I'm like, yo, like, fuck this vacation. Like, we can go back to the crib.
Yeah.
I don't care how long it took us to get here. We can go right back. But taking a step back, looking at it, I knew what she wanted. I had to check myself.
Yeah.
And it's like humble myself, like, all right, look, we here for a reason. Both of us were stressed out. But that just goes back into what you were just saying, you know, the submission of my partner. Like, so regardless of how angry I am, regardless of how angry she is, we're gonna do what we came here to do, which was separate from the world, have a good time with each other. It took a couple, like, we got there about 5-6 o'clock. It took maybe a couple hours for us to get ourselves together. Yeah. Like, but that moment we got ourselves together, the weekend was amazing. But had I not taken initiative, submitted, and be like, look, put my pride to the side.
You could dig your heels in.
And like, yo, like.
It probably won't end well for you, but you can dig your heels in.
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying in general. I'm speaking from experience. when I say it might not end well, I essentially mean, like, you know, we are not on good terms.
We weren't on good terms.
Yeah.
But, you know, taking that time to be like, look, all right, we here for a reason, yo. Let's go ahead and, you know, I apologize for it, you know what I'm saying? But that just really, like I said, it goes back to submitting to your relationship and your you know, your marriage and your significant other. So y'all can have the best. Because had that continued the entire weekend.
So I have a quick question.
What's up?
When we talk about submission, are you actually submitting to a person or are you submitting to the relationship?
I think it comes in layers. I think you submit to the relationship. And then that submission goes into your lady.
You submit to the goal. The goal is to
remain happy and whole.
Yes.
That's it. So you submit to that, and then that follows you.
Exactly.
Like he just said, it's a big, to me, in my perspective, like I said, I'm no marriage
guru. No, I'm with you, though. I'm with you.
The marriage is the goal, and then it's like a hierarchy.
Yeah.
You know, submission over here, submission over here. Man, woman, however you want to put it. And then, boom.
Because when you think about it, when you stand at that altar, or, you know, when you have a ceremony, a marriage ceremony, what are y'all doing?
Pledging.
You're literally pledging yourself to this person for the rest of your life. People get so tied up in this skewed idea of what submission is, because we black folk, we naturally think of slavery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it's a weird connection to the word.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when you marry this person, you are submitting that's essentially what you're doing. You're submitting yourself to this person into the idea of what this relationship could be.
And I think, man, at the end of the day, man, it's so many titles that's like, it's so many gender roles. I say that. It's so many gender roles.
Hey, that's could be a whole nother episode for sure.
Bro, and I essentially I hate it because like you were just saying, society has said, you gotta do this, you gotta do that.
Yep.
You supposed to do this. Like, if I'm not like, let's say I'm not home for a week, you know, society says man takes out the trash, you know, but the trash need to be taken out. Like,
who's going to take the trash out?
Hey, you know what's funny though? I totally agree with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you figure out what works for your home.
For the home.
At the end of the day. I do know certain things you just going to do more.
Absolutely.
Than the other person.
Absolutely. 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 Right?
That's just,
I'm gonna get out there and cut the grass.
Yeah,
that's just what I do.
Yeah, I remember one time, she was very interested in the lawnmower, in the riding lawnmower, the John Deere, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna show you. And she was happy, you know, it was cool because it was like it was a novelty. Like, ooh, this is cool. This is
how fun. She cut the grass though.
that's neither here nor there, because she didn't do it very long.
Now I think that's the point.
My point is, I want this to myself. and that was something that I just really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a chore.
I'm the same way.
Obviously, it's a chore.
Yeah.
But even something as small as taking the trash out, I said, one day I was like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I was like, Gab.
I got it.
I got this.
I got it. I'm going to make sure.
I got it.
But then that goes back to, you know, what we're going to make sure our household is straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And these are things that, you know, we've been grown to do as men. We're going to take the trash out. We're going to build. We're going to cut the grass. But in the sense that I'm not here, or I'm not able to do it, or God forbid, you know, I'm sick and ill. You
have the ability.
You have the ability
because
that's something that we've worked on. That's something that, you know, like you just said, you taught her, you know, what it was. And then that goes back into the financial piece part. Like, what if I'm not able to provide?
Yeah. You can hold it down. Yeah.
You can hold it down.
Yeah. Yep.
How are you able to hold this household down, these kids down, if we're not put in positions where you're straight?
Yeah. Being proactive, setting yourself up for success.
Yes. So, like, I absolutely hate that
concept. Yeah, but the gender roles. We're
the
gonna
gender
have to
roles.
Touch back on that.
Yes, yes, yes.
I feel like we can.
Because I be in here burning down. I be in here cooking. Hey,
yo.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Hey, man, that's what's crazy. I've been alive 30 years. And to be honest with you, all the men that I've come across in my lifetime, family, whatever, they've been better cooks than women.
I ain't gonna say I'm a better, because Mariah can cook. I give her flowers.
Or like they've been more, I wouldn't say better, but more experienced. Like they've.
But
I can hold
my own now. Yeah.
I say we equally hold our own.
Yeah.
I think for me, I actually enjoy the process of cooking.
I love it.
More than
so
she does.
Yeah. It is therapeutic.
Bro, I throw some music on, bro. I'm in my zone, bro.
I just be super hungry at the end and I can't eat.
You ain't got, yeah.
But the thing that I got a problem with, the kitchen be destroyed when I finish cooking.
You gotta clean it.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm pulling.
And that's the difference between me and Gab. And Gab, you know this. You know this is true. But when she, if I'm chilling in the other room and she's like, all right, I'm gonna cook this, I come in that kitchen.
It's destroyed.
Because she doesn't clean as she go. I'm like, yeah, you got to clean as you go.
I understand that.
The fool be, but fool be busting though. Like, man, Gab, when she puts her mind down, and she's like, I'm gonna make this.
Hey, Gab, me and you the same.
Yeah, but for me, it's like, all right, I'm gonna you know, when
sink
I'm done with this,
full of dishes,
set full of them. Hey, man, I'm gonna put these dishes.
And
in
it's like
dishwasher.
It's like a mental thing because I plan everything out. Like, okay, if I'm doing this, all right, this gonna go for this. I'm gonna prepare this. So when it's ready to go, I can already dump it in. And when I dump it in, I can literally
I can wash that
while this is cooking. I wash this out, and it's like it's a timing thing, and it's a you gotta plan it out in your head.
I'm strategic in everything except for cooking.
You gotta practice, bro. You gotta practice. I'm telling you, I know it's tough. It is tough.
I'm saying, okay.
All right. So when y'all come over here to the cookout, the kicking being destroyed practice? Before y'all get over here.
My man he putting reels up on Instagram. The food be looking good.
But the kitchen?
The kitchen be toe slam up.
I just got a good angle. I done clean everything up before I done, you know, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. On that note, man, we going to shut it down. This was a dope conversation.
Yeah, man.
We touched on a lot of things. We got a lot of points across. Thanks to all of our viewers, subscribers, listeners.
Yeah.
What are you guys' opinions on the topic today?
Comment.
Yeah.
I think what we might do tonight, tonight is what, June 30th? Yep. I might put a post up tonight, man, you know, asking those questions. What topics y'all want to hear tonight? What are y'all thoughts on the things that we spoke about tonight? And those two questions, I'm gonna ask those and just get y'all opinions on it
for sure.
How y'all feel about that? And black businesses. You want to put that out?
Yeah, we're trying to promote more black businesses on this platform. So, with that said, just reach out to us via Instagram, Twitter, email, gentlemansguide919@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
We're just looking for black businesses to promote, essentially. We're not looking for money. This is essentially just, we want to, you know, promote black businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's essentially what it is.
So, you know, tap in with us, man. You know, we look forward to, you know, hearing from y'all. Again, man, you know, Brandon is doing a phenomenal job with this, man. I'm so proud of him that he reached out to me to be a part of it. Love the conversation, Drew. I love everything about it, man. So yeah, man, you know, kudos to you, bro, for, you know, putting this together and, you know, everything that you're doing with it, man. I really hope it blows up, man, and you know that's from the bottom of my heart. So we're gonna just continue to be authentic with it and see where it goes.
That's all it is, man. We just being authentic, we being ourselves, and you know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So appreciate y'all. Gentleman's Guide, we out.
We out, man.
Appreciate you.
Yep.
Bye bye.
Peace.